Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by porn pioneer and trans activist Buck Angel. Buck is one of the most respected trans educators in the country, and today he's going to take us through his journey, along with guest co-host Joanna Angel. Hello. It's a whole lot of angels.
I know.
Okay?
Meet the angels.
Well, you should see Joanna's skin.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're going to love the show. Okay, it's true. My sex toy collection is bigger than most. I may or may not have broken some kind of record by now, but that's not really the point. The point is my collection started with one very special product, the magic wand. I've said it before, but the magic wand was part of my life long before it was part of my show. Now it's time to make it part of your life too. For more than 30 years, the magic wand has been the trusted toy that women around the world reach for first. Time magazine even selected it as one of the top 10 most influential gadgets of all time. The magic wand should really be the cornerstone of every sex toy collection. There's nothing else that comes close. Whether you choose the plug-in power of the magic wand original or the cordless convenience of the magic wand rechargeable, you need to have one in your lineup. Or if you're like me, have both of them. To order yours today, click on the magic wand banner on my site or visit magicwandoriginal.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out, God, there's so much cool stuff happening on our website. Do you know that we update every day with blogs and videos and everything that you need to have the best sex of your life, better sex? And believe me, if you have the question, we've answered it on our site. And also, we love when you follow us on all social media. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board and facebook.com/sexwithemily. And this is equally as important. Subscribe to the show. When you subscribe to the podcast, it really helps us, just helps us with everything when you subscribe. And also you, when you listen to the show, if you subscribe to a podcast, you can like rewind and go, it leaves your spot. Like, do you guys know this? Like, it leaves where you're at. If you're listening and you're like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. You come back. Like, if you don't subscribe to a podcast, it'll go back to the beginning. So that helps. Also review the show. And he's like, really? But it's true. It's important. We love you all. So thank you so much. Also, you know how much I love lube. I love lube. Do you guys love lube?
Love it.
I like it.
You're not upset? Okay.
I know.
I'm upset. Are you lube free and gluten free?
I'm lube free. I don't use it lube that often.
Okay.
I use it if I'm doing a very extreme sex act.
Okay. Well, this is the thing. I'm making my my dream lube because Joe, do you guys know Joe? They make lubes?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. So
that
Joe
is a good lube.
Yeah. Their lube is great. We'll give you little gift bags before you go.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
I know. We're not giving you
gift. It will get used.
I know, dude, we're going to give you some lube. So Joe asked me though, like, what would your dream lube be? And I was like, they're like, we're going to make it. So I'm like, wow, God, I mean, I have so many ideas, but I thought, let me ask my listeners. So if you go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube, take a short survey. It'll take you like 3 minutes. Your responses will help Joe create a brand new lube that we all designed together. Plus, 10 lucky participants will receive a Joe package worth $100. And they send like these packages. We have so many. They send me the best gift packages. Oh. They don't just make lubes. They make like skincare lotions, all this really cool
awesome
stuff. So go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube or click on the Dream Lube banner today. Okay. We were already having a show within the show before the show.
Yeah. I'm like all interested in the lube.
Yeah.
I know. We should bring it up.
I've been using coconut oil as lube.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
That's good for you, actually. You know, trans men a lot of times get very dry from using testosterone because basically it's like going through menopause.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so I'm working actually right now on a lube specifically for trans men.
I should use it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to use
it. No, even for women. Yeah. It's the same thing. But we get it at such a higher level because the testosterone literally dries you out.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. And then And so what? So up until now, what would you be using? Like a silicone lube?
So I use silicone. I like silicone, but not everybody likes that.
I like silicone.
Yeah, so do
too.
I.
Yeah.
And a water-based tends to dry out too.
Water-based, you got to keep reapply. Yes.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, what's the point of using lube if it's just
exactly.
Gonna go away?
If you're just like pushing a whole bottle.
I think
inside.
It's just made for people who are allergic to silicone. Yeah. Or something, but
and I believe that silicone lube like had a really bad PR team or something, or water-based lube. People went after it and they just bashed silicone lube for so many years. Yes. I thought it was bad too when I started. I was like, oh, what? Or I thought it was like not. It's superior
in many ways.
It's especially
bad for porn. If you're going to be like
water-based.
Right. I'm like, if you're going to get
you can't be like, that's hot. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you need silicone.
You have a giant dick in your ass.
If you have you a giant dick in your ass, you for and sure you want a lube shooter filled with some goddamn silicone lube.
Yeah.
Even your pussy, don't try it.
Yeah, no, right. I just want to be lubed up all the time.
I bought like a big thing of lube and I was like in a rush and then I brought it home and then I like saw that on the bottom, very small, it said water-based. And I was like, God damn it. And it was like, even on set, like people were like, do you have lube? And I was handing people lube and they would look at it and they're like, do you have silicone lube? Right. Like no one in porn.
Oh my God, wait until you come into my sex closet.
Unless it's someone who's allergic to silicone.
True, and some people, that's why you gotta find out what kind of lube works for you. We sell all the Joe lubes on my website as well. Yeah. You what?
I don't want anything to do with that water-based lube.
No, it's I hear you. Yeah. But for some women, they are like, you know, some vaginas are like sensitive. So you got a deal. So that's why you can just do like a, try it out. Figure out. It's all a process.
You should make one with a coconut oil base.
Yeah, I know who you are.
I'm surprised that hasn't been.
Will you remind me? We've got so many things to talk about. Joanna's amazing skin. Joanna looks friggin' amazing.
She looks amazing.
We are obsessing about her skin.
I just want to touch your face.
I know. But Buck, so I did a little light introduction of you, and we're going to get into more about who you are and what you're, all the amazing things you're doing and the pioneer that you are and all the great stuff that's happening in your life and in your world. And I'm so happy to be sitting with you because I feel like for years I've been like, Buck Angel's got to come on the show and da-da-da. Here you are.
Here we are.
And I love that. So we're going to get into that. We're going to read your emails. But first, I got a little sex in the news. I'd love you guys to help me here.
Okay.
Get your thoughts. The 7 best times to have sex throughout the day. You probably don't need another excuse to have sex, but it turns out that certain occasions, like after a workout or before a big presentation, there are bonus benefits to getting it on. So tell me what you guys think of these. They say, before a big presentation. They say research shows that having sex calms your nerves, lowers blood pressure, and reduces stress.
I believe that totally.
Yeah.
Does that include masturbation, though?
I guess so.
It probably does. My cousin is a very, like, big-time radiologist.
Right.
And she actually told me that she always insists on having sex before she has to give big presentations to like doctors.
Oh, interesting.
And she has to teach classes. She always does.
That's smart. See, I feel like I'm always too stressed out to have sex. That's exactly when you need to have it.
Yes,
that's the
point,
right?
You need to have it.
In the morning, your body was made for morning sex.
I love morning sex.
Me too. Oh, me too. Testosterone
levels. Is it part of getting older?
No.
You start liking morning sex better.
I've always liked it.
Yeah.
I've always liked it. I like sex. I like sex all the time.
But there's a different feeling in the morning.
There is. Yeah. There's like something very like.
Yeah.
It's sweet. Like at least I had sex today. Like, you know what I mean? Like breakfast. Like if nothing else happens that day, you're like, I had sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels more lovey for something.
It does.
I don't know. So, yeah.
That's why you do like the spooning position.
Yes.
Yeah. You just wake up together. I like that too. Okay. When you feel cold coming on.
What?
It may seem counterintuitive. Past research suggests that having sex can actually boost your immune system.
That I haven't heard.
I have a great immune system.
Because you're so healthy.
I actually do have a good immune system now that I'm thinking about it.
You're like, what are you, like genetically
strange.
Perfect now?
No.
Oh, thanks, Joanna.
You're
come on the show.
She's not real, actually.
You're not real. I love that you're. I love that your boyfriend said that you look like you're just Photoshopped, like you Photoshopped
well,
yourself.
I used to have like really bad skin, but it's been a working project and I've figured out.
I never
like
remember her skin. That I've known for 15
yeah.
years.
Yeah, you're beautiful. But anyway, 2 weeks into her cycle, past research suggests that around 2 weeks into her menstrual cycle, her clitoris goes up to 20% bigger, becomes engorged more easily. Translation, she may orgasm easier on this particular day. I know that that's your more sensitive at that time. I'm trying to think if like I don't know.
But what about actual period time? I remember feeling super sensitive when I was on my period and really loving sex.
Like a lot of people do. I know a lot of women do. You know what? I'm kind of like the
right
same.
Right before I do get
right.
cramps and stuff, and I'm right. not in the mood.
But like, I want
to. Oh, do you masturbate when you have cramps? I used to do that.
Yeah. No, that helps cramps. Too.
I
yeah.
should.
That's no, that's it does that's actually. Idea. That's something I've talked a lot about on the show too, because it can relieve cramps.
Mm-hmm.
Depression. It's good for your skin. But maybe that's it. No, really. Do you think that you've had so many orgasms that now you get really good skin?
I just have good skin.
God.
Because she's just saying it's the cream, but yeah. we don't believe it.
I'm going to start a whole new kind
what
of
kind of cream?
Dermatologist.
Yeah, it's the cream.
Okay. After you hit the gym, your body pumps out testosterone, yes. crucial sex hormone. So when you exercise, your desire will be higher after a sweat session. I agree. Like when I come back from like working out and stuff like that, I want to bang for sure. After a bad day? So I feel like, when is sex bad, though?
I know, right? They're like, basically saying
just
anytime.
Have sex.
Yeah,
right.
Just have sex.
If you're having a bad day, relieving stress, okay, we just, relieving stress for days to come, working out the tension and frustration. And then also after doing something scary, you're already exhilarated, so you might
like
as
what?
Well.
Like going to a,
I don't know, a roller coaster, zip lining. Nothing scares me. Here's the thing, right? I lost my car in the parking lot for 6 hours.
Right now.
Nothing scares me.
Roller coaster ride. Have you ever masturbated on a roller coaster?
No.
I have.
No. I you totally masturbate have. On a roller coaster?
Yes, at Magic Mountain.
Shut up.
That was a really fast ride.
How old were you? Like last week?
I was like 15. Oh.
Yeah. You
Back
were the
in
one.
The day.
Yeah. Right.
That's I was so an obsessive awesome. Masturbator when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Always masturbated.
And now you're not?
No, I still am. But I'm not a kid anymore. So I'm an
obsessive masturbator. Yeah. But like as a, we're going to get to that. Let me just wrap this up.
Yeah.
The point is, I just think that we're saying is that just freaking
just have sex.
Just have sex. Yeah, or here's the other thing. If you can, if you're not, if you have no one to have sex with, of course, sex with yourself is fine. I think that having an orgasm, tension
it
reliever,
does.
It's kind of like a mini meditation. You. I feel like it resets me all the time. And I'm like, why haven't I been doing this? You know, like I have to like step over sex toys in my house to get through things and I still won't be masturbating. So, you know, do it. Just
masturbate.
Just knock it out. Okay.
Masturbate or have sex.
Right.
It's true.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Buck, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
So glad you're here. So
thanks.
If you, Buck Angel, you can find him at Buck Angel, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com, official Buck Angel. I saw your Facebook Live thing today.
All right, on, thanks.
I thought that was cool. Do you do that every day?
Every day I do the B Cup. It's called
What's
the B-Cup.
That?
And it's morning coffee with Buck.
That's so
awesome.
It's
so great. And I'm doing it for my community because there's a lot of really bad hate stuff happening.
Can we talk about, let's people don't know who you are. I gave
you your
bio. We got that from your bio. But let's talk about who you are and the hate and all that stuff and the love.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot
I'm
of love.
Love. I'm about,
oh
no.
No, you,
oh, no
you're all about love, but you just said the hate. People are like, wait, why do people hate?
Not with me specific, but within my community of the trans world.
I have to say the trans queer community can be, oddly
so
enough, a little bit judgmental.
Oh, yes.
And it's very strange. And sometimes there's a lot of wonderful people in that community. I mean, I love you. I love Jizzly.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful
You
person.
Know, you're both like very inspiring people. But then sometimes when I'm around people in that community, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
Like that you're going to say
like,
the wrong thing?
I'm going to say the wrong thing.
Right.
Okay.
You're
no,
so right.
it's true.
No, she's
and
right.
I, especially
yeah.
the
she's
porn
right.
I make. I like making comedies. It's what I've always
right.
made. I think a lot of people who make comedies in general do have a problem with wondering if they're going to offend people,
right.
you know?
Right, it's
I
true.
Think that is. It's just common. Mm. And I love I like adding humor to my porn. That's just
right.
what I've always liked
it.
To do.
It's brilliant.
Everybody's got their own thing, you know?
Right.
And that's just what I make.
So people get angry with you. Get
I've gotten some hate.
Of course
I've also gotten a lot of love. But I do find that it kind of reminded me when I was younger and you know, I was in the very heavy in like the punk scene, and it's like you kind of join the punk scene because you're like an outcast from regular
right.
society. But then within the punk scene, everybody's very judgmental.
It's like everywhere you go,
over
insane.
Who's punk and who's not.
Who's
and
not.
Then I feel like that's kind of
yes.
the same
the
thing that goes on in the,
exactly,
in the
exactly.
I just call it the queer, you know, community, and
it's
supposed
insane.
To be a place of love and,
right.
and acceptance.
Yes.
You feel like you'd all be.
And I'm glad you said that because
no,
I'm
exactly.
since I'm not engrossed in that world, I don't want to be the one to make a judgment.
No,
on
no,
it,
no.
But
you're
I just
making
I get
100%
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, and it's like you know,
what is
I'm sorry, we don't all know exactly. Exactly what we're supposed to call
no,
people.
It's changed
like,
too.
Can't we all just
yes.
talk and have sex and have
and
fun?
This
and
is
just,
why
you know?
Right.
the
can't
rest of the world comes to me.
Right.
That's exactly why the rest of the world. It
you have
go.
To solve this problem.
Because
you are the ambassador.
And I want to take that job on because this is the way it is. Exactly what you're saying, Joanna. First off, I do everything with humor.
Right.
I talk about myself with humor.
Right.
It's funny to be a man
I've
with a pussy.
Said
it's hilarious.
Yeah. Man with pussy, right.
Man with a pussy. Yeah. I don't take myself that literally like that serious.
Right.
Like it's ridiculous. I'm funny. But you that's the way that I educate the world. Do you know how many fans I have outside of the transgender community? I would say the majority of my fan base is outside of the transgender community.
Right. Is there any particular community where your fans...
Gay men.
Gay men.
For sure. Gay men have the ones... The reason I'm sitting here is because of gay men. Well, it's just because they understood
they
sexuality at a level.
Exactly. I mean, they get it at that level. But trans men are fine. But you just think there wouldn't be such divisiveness. Like, can't we all... We're all going through this. We all know how hard it is.
Ego,
but
so what is the
what is the hate?
The
let's talk about it.
So the thing is this, I'll tell you, for myself specifically, I've been doing this work for 15 years. I put myself out there as a voice of change, not as a voice of trans. That is not the way that is not who I am, what I do.
Right.
I'm a human rights activist, somebody who wants to create change around sexuality, around your body, around acceptance. And so for some reason, the trans community thought I was a representation of the trans community from day one. From day one, I've always called myself the man with the pussy.
Right.
I've never said I was a trans man. I never said I represent.
Is it because back then that wasn't the word?
Even come to be? Because I feel like I haven't really even...
Right.
I mean, you know, you would hear the term like she's
transsexual.
A tranny. It always meant like a
tranny
man
is a
like
term
woman.
That was picked
tranny's
up.
Tranny's a term, that I've been hearing.
But it's
now derogatory, but then it
now
wasn't.
Now it's derogatory,
it
but it's
oh, it
not.
Is?
It is and
it
isn't. It
depends
on
you
the
are.
Context.
Right. Queer used to be derogatory.
Queer used to be too.
Right.
This
now
is
it's
a conversation
fine.
That is such a great, important conversation.
Yes,
especially for people outside of the community.
Yeah.
Right.
Tranny is a derogatory word now only because it has been used against trans women specifically as a derogatory statement.
Okay.
Within the pornography business, it is not derogatory. Of course, nobody's sitting here. You wouldn't have me on the show if that was the case. But now what they're trying to teach people is that using the word tranny is a derogatory statement.
Okay, so
fine.
What do you call the women on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Trans woman, trans.
Okay, a trans.
You'd say trans man.
Trans man.
Right.
Basically, trans is the short part of transgender.
Right,
so that's all it is. It's just calling a person a transgender person.
Right, and I remember just saying transgendered on my show because I worked.
Trans,
but I said transgender. Somebody emailed like, "You can't say because I used to work."
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. What else are you going to say?
People are insane.
You said transgendered,
right?
With the ED, and that's
right.
Not where we're going.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
It's not transgendered,
but it was
transgender.
It's transgender.
Transgender, but I don't remember why.
It was
like in the
90s. So what? You screwed up.
All I'm
so
saying
what?
Is at least I'm talking about it, right? People, that's what I'm saying that
that's
people are
problem.
So, like, I don't understand. Like,
that's
even
the
like,
problem.
You know. Right, so let's talk about...
There's no conversation. Look, we're having a conversation right now.
Right.
And the reason why I'm telling you what the rest of the world comes to me is because I'm willing to have the conversation. If you fuck up and say the wrong thing... Can I say fuck up?
Yeah, you can totally say whatever you want.
If you fuck up and say to me, tranny, what do I do? Wait a minute here, my friend. Tranny is actually not a cool word to use anymore.
Yeah.
And so we just don't really talk about that.
Right.
Okay, cool. You got it. I don't go, oh my God, you just said tranny. You're the devil. You're evil. Guess what happens? You completely shut yourself off to learning what I just said.
It's like, exactly.
Yes.
And people who get so angry, like, I'm just going to take to Twitter and I'm going to fight. It's like, why not take that energy and do something positive?
Because
about it?
Community of trans people are victimized. They're victims. What they've done is they victimize themselves. Not the whole community. There's a huge amount of the community who are like me, want to create change, who are loving and beautiful. There's a part of the community who continues to victimize themselves and say, I'm not this, I'm bad.
So why are they mad? Give me an example.
They're mad at me, and let's have that conversation.
Let's just do that.
I don't want to speak for
let's
the community.
Let's get that out. Okay.
For me specifically, they're upset at the fact that I'm so out there and I have such a large voice that I created on my own and that they don't like the way that I am representing them.
Because why? Give me an example.
Okay, so I'll give you a great example.
Understand.
What's happening
okay.
right now? Because, you know, if you guys understand me, I'm an activist.
Right.
And what an activist does is they push the envelope. That's what an activist does.
Right.
So what I've done is, as we know, Trump and Hillary are running for the president of the United States.
Yes.
So I'm anti-Trump.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm anti-Trump.
Yes.
And I don't really care what you guys are.
Right.
That's your choice.
Okay.
So that
that's
said,
a pretty common thing to be anti-Trump.
So that said, but
that's
you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. There's people in my community that are voting for Trump.
Look,
there's people in every community that are shocking.
Caitlyn Jenner is.
Good for her. Good for her. It all comes down to money.
Yeah. Right.
But there you go. So anyway, I made a picture, which I'll show you here in a second.
And look,
that picture basically is a picture of me. And what did Trump say recently? Didn't he say
something? Oh, God.
What did he not say?
Bad pussy, bad nasty woman.
Yeah. You guys are awesome.
Bad hombre.
Right. So he said something really nasty, and it was not okay. So I posted this.
Yeah,
photo.
I love that one. I love that
picture.
I liked it.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
The whole world loves it.
Yeah.
But guess who doesn't love it?
Who?
Trans men.
What?
So
why?
I'm going to show
that
you.
That is like.
So
okay, so let me just tell you. They can find this on your Instagram. It's a picture of handsome Buck. He's a handsome buck. Hey, Trump, grab my pussy. I dare you, Buck Angel. And he's like wearing a wife beater. And he's got his strong arms. And yeah, because Trump did come out and say like, what was it? I would grab her pussy.
Yeah, it was nasty.
I was
going to
grab her by the
disgusting.
Pussy. So so that people get mad about that because is it,
said,
explain
hey,
this
Trump,
to me.
Come
but
grab
wait,
my pussy.
But wait, not one woman got mad at me.
He was challenging
not one
Trump.
Woman. Not one woman got mad at me.
Trans men got
it.
Mad at you.
Trans men. So this trans man writes this thing about me, and he says, how dare you use
have
your
a
toxic
sense of humor.
Masculinity. That's what he called me, toxic masculinity.
What? Because why? Like,
come on,
he's,
because
like,
I'm threatening.
Wait, what are you threatening?
I'm threatening Trump. But what they're saying is that I'm perpetuating this idea.
On.
Exactly.
Well, here's
my
thing.
There's so
mine.
Many election
please,
memes.
But it's
no, no.
mine.
It's not about the election. Can we go back to this?
Okay, but it's mine.
Here's the thing. With the trans, are they upset because a lot of trans men have the surgery, right? They might get a penis,
they might,
and you've
they
decided
might not.
To. You're, they might,
yes.
they might, they might not. And I would think that the majority don't, right?
Yes,
they keep their
they
vagina,
keep their vaginas,
their
yes.
pussy.
Yes.
So if that's the case,
uh-huh.
and it doesn't even matter what the case is, they want it to be like on the down low, like
yes,
yes we have a pussy, but we don't talk about
yes.
it. Why do you talk about it?
Exactly,
so much?
That's exactly really, it.
But the,
oh,
that doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're kind of like, we're a man.
There is a whole load of men with pussies now, tons
right.
of them.
Right.
When I transitioned, we didn't talk about it. Right. I was the first
you
guy.
You were the
to
only one.
There.
Who the hell would you talk
now
to
now
then?
Now there's hundreds, if not thousands of, hundreds of thousands of
right.
men. But there's also hundreds of thousands of men who don't want to talk about it as their pussy.
Because they're a man
fine.
And how they're a man. They think I'm a man.
Exactly. And all of that is
that's fine.
That's fine. Here's the deal.
You're not saying, show me your pussy.
Never,
you're like, here's my
and did I say all trans men?
No.
And did I say this is about trans men?
Okay,
and did
I get it.
So what they did is they took my photograph and they became completely upset because they think I'm representing them. Not only did they try to call me out on my toxic masculinity, they tried to call me out on being cis normative. Do you know what cis normative is?
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
cisgender.
Cisgender
is
means
gender?
Someone
you.
Who,
the,
yeah, someone
you.
Who identifies with the,
or the gender
they
you were
born
in.
In. So they call me cis normative, meaning that I try to look like a cisgender person.
Oh.
And then they called me passing, which means that you're a person who can walk in the world and nobody knows you're transgender.
But isn't
and then
but
they
then
called
what,
me.
You've been a man for 20 years.
I am a
eventually
man.
Eventually, you're gonna get really good
okay.
at looking
thank
like
you.
A
and
man.
And I'm not trans. I'm a man.
You're a man.
Right.
Different.
It is
maybe
different.
When
okay,
you
so
were going through the transition.
So, I don't even want to give these people
no,
any more energy.
Exactly.
I don't
I
care.
Just needed to let you know.
No,
that
I get
this
it.
Is what I
but
deal.
I did not know
about
that existed.
Right. So it's so divisive. I mean, people. Yeah, in every community, like there is.
But because I am a voice, you guys know that I'm
right.
one of the loudest
you're,
voices
you
out there for the
you're
trans
the voice
community.
But you emanate nothing but love
thank
and
you,
happiness
yes.
and positivity
thank you,
and I try to do the
thank
same
you.
Thing
you do it
you do
I
you
never
do
stepped into the porn industry thinking I was better than everyone
nope.
else trying to hate on everyone
yes.
else I just wanted to be
it's
part
why
of
everybody
it.
Loves you
that's
why,
yeah.
everybody,
exactly.
Is why everybody
so
loves
I wanted
you.
To be part of it but I
yes.
wanted to do things my own way
you've always been gracious with your time you've always been really when I first started and met you you were always kind to me you were never like ew that's weird or
no.
you're gross never
no.
never but people are still gonna say mean things about you
yeah
because
no,
they're
I,
jealous
I made a movie and I will say this pissed off people I made a movie this year and it's called I mean two of my very closest friends they're like a married lesbian you know Nikki and Lee
yes.
a married lesbian
awesome.
Couple they're like my best friends I love them
good people
and you know and they're both two women married to each other and they like very very rarely have sex with men like once in a blue moon
I thought you were just gonna say
you
have
know?
Sex
yeah no no they
God,
have sex
I've heard
all
that
the time
story.
Like I, once in a blue moon
last
they,
joke.
Like a very lucky guy will have a threesome with them or something like
right.
if the mood is right but they both do like doing boy girl porn from time to time. And I don't know, I made a movie about them called Dykes Taking Dicks.
It's the best.
And people got so angry.
You rule.
So all people from the queer community
right.
were so angry. Somebody said that that title promoted rape because that implied that any man could go up to a lesbian and rape her.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, excuse me.
Right.
I make comedies.
Right.
You just can't listen to these voices.
Yeah, I make comedy. Yeah,
it's like, I don't know. People might not.
I made a joke, and I'm sorry if my joke offended you, and I'm sorry if you don't find the joke funny. And I get it. Some jokes are going to hit, and some aren't. And I apologize, and I don't mean for my jokes to offend people, but sometimes they're going to.
But you cannot
say it's causing rape.
Right. Well, people just don't.
That is like really, like, say that's gross. Say that's.
Okay, I want to hear more about Buck, but can you just tell me? No, no,
I'm glad you like Dykes Taking Dicks.
It's one of my favorite titles of all time.
Can we get it on your.
Yeah, you can get it on Burning Angel. And it's girl, like hot lesbian girls with
and
short
hair. I want it now.
Girls, like, and Dykes is a hot look.
It wasn't even like, right. So I don't understand.
Yeah.
But listen, you guys, what we do, sex them. I mean, sex them. It's what I do. You guys, we all do things that are a little controversial.
We
right?
have
so
to.
We're on
we have
we just to. Can't
I was just having
those
fun.
Those voices are not, you know? I don't even listen. Like, I don't even.
But we have to continue to push
because
the
we all want people to, you know, we want people, sex to become normal. We want people to talk about sex. And people don't talk about sex. They don't know how to talk about it. They don't understand it. So, okay, I want to know, Buck, so you transitioned from female to male 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so tell me when, like, where were you born?
Los Angeles, California, in the Valley. I was actually a Valley girl.
Oh. Okay.
I was a Valley girl.
So funny. Totally.
Who was a
Girl Scout,
a Brownie.
No wonder why you didn't
want to
be a girl anymore.
You're like, these girls suck. No. I got kicked out of Girl Scouts for having sex with other Girl Scouts. I got busted
really?
In the tent.
That's
so hot. Yeah, totally.
So you were always attracted to women.
Always. I identified as a lesbian, but I never felt like a les. I mean, God, I can remember since I was 13 or 14 years old, really just being into women and being so like shamed about it.
Right.
And, you know,
I mean, even at that time, being a lesbian wasn't that accepted.
Nobody even knew about it. You know, and I said I felt like a boy, and my parents actually raised me like a boy. They totally raised me like Buck, dressed me like a boy.
Because you said it. You were like, I'm wearing pants today. And they were cool.
My parents are super cool.
I love your parents.
My parents are amazing, but the problem was they're friends.
No, it's always about,
Yeah.
Their friends weren't cool. So what did you, must have, God, no wonder you're so tough.
I had a horrible childhood. Horrible childhood. I tried to kill myself many times. I was an alcoholic. At 16, I was a raging alcoholic. I was a cutter.
Oh, my God.
You can see all the scars on my arm. Wow. I used to cut my face, my arms, everything.
Well, you were uncomfortable in your own skin.
Hated it.
You know?
And all they kept telling me was, you're a gay woman. When I was
the doctors or your parents even. Your parents even, there was no the psychiatrist.
They put me in a mental hospital because I tried to kill myself so many times and they wouldn't listen to me. They were like, you're a lesbian. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm a man.
You just felt amazing.
It's amazing that you kept going.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky to be here. It's why I don't care what people say about me.
Right.
And it's
That's
why
I don't
even
care.
Because my mission, I'm clearly here for a reason, you guys.
Right.
I know it sounds all woo. But I'm a believer of energy. I'm a believer of why people are in the space at the same time. Yep. You create your environment.
I totally
and
agree.
And what I said earlier is my community victimizes themselves. I'm a survivor. I'm not a victim.
Right.
No. Different mentality.
Well, you're also a different phase. You're like you said, trampa.
I'm trampa. I'm old. I got my shit down.
You've been
I know
doing
what's
it
up.
For a while. But so then what happened? So you're like, okay, mom, I'm going to go get, like, what was the moment when you're like, I am a man and I am doing this?
Yes. And so really through a horrible childhood, blah, blah, blah. Then I ended up being homeless. I ended up actually becoming a model as a female. I was
really?
I was a model.
You posted some of those photos.
I want to see the picture.
He posted on Instagram the other
totally
day
insane.
Some of his old modeling pictures.
Oh my God.
You looked like a hot lesbian. You looked like Nikki Hart.
I hated it.
Like a super hot.
Whatever you got to do to get back.
I hated it. And anyways, I got really hardcore into drugs when I was over in Europe. And then I ended up not. I was literally on the verge of becoming a supermodel. And then I didn't take my train to Paris.
Yeah, you totally looked like
I didn't
you literally didn't take the train.
I was wasted on acid and coke and everything, and I missed the train. I literally physically missed the train.
Wow.
And that was it. And they sent me
home.
It's
kind of a metaphor as well.
Yeah.
You missed the train, but then you...
And at home, I had nothing. My parents disowned me. Everyone disowned me. I was homeless. I was living in West Hollywood on the streets doing blowjobs and hand jobs in the car with older men as a little boy because they would pick me up.
How old were you?
I was in my late 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, late 20s before you transitioned. Okay. Yes. So then,
But
you were dressed
As a boy.
As a boy, right.
Totally like very, you know, baseball cap,
like
t-shirt.
Young,
right,
yeah,
okay.
Like
so then what, you were just...
And then finally one day some guy took me home. I should have never done that. And I almost got killed.
Wow.
I almost got killed. And he almost raped me and killed me. And I just did the deed really quick. And I said, please take me back to the donut shop. And that's when I literally had an awakening. Wow. And I said, if I do not get myself out of this, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And my ex-girlfriend at the time picked me up and got me sober. And from that day on, I've been sober. And through sobriety, I had this awakening. And I said, I need to become a man. And I found a therapist after many years of therapy, and I've said to her after literally 1 month of sitting in that office, not saying a word every session.
Right.
And after every session, she would go, okay, time's up. Yeah. Until finally the last time I came in and I said, crying, I just started crying. And I just said, you know what? I feel like a man. And she said, but why didn't you tell me that? And I said, because everyone else I said it to said no. And she said to me, I believe you. I believe you.
That's
and
really amazing.
It's amazing. She saved my life.
Wow.
She saved my life.
And this was when you were at your 30.
Yeah. No, okay. I was in my late 20s at the time.
Okay,
so it wasn't far from me being homeless and getting sober. And within 1 or 2 years of sobriety, I started taking. And then I was telling Joanna earlier, there were no hormone doctors in LA.
No.
Nothing. And then through her, we found a hormone doctor who only worked with trans women, 30 years of trans women. And he said to me, I will help you, but I don't know what I'm doing. Sonny, you call me Sonny. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing, but you'll be my guinea pig.
Wow. Oh,
literally, he said, I'll be his guinea pig.
Why? Because it's not as common.
He's never done it before.
Right.
He was experimenting.
No one did it.
No one did it.
It's good you were at least in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not in like Alabama
or something. Because that never would have happened.
So then you transitioned.
Then I transitioned. And I had top surgery with this. And then I was the first hormone guy. I was his first trans man, the hormone guy. And then I went to the surgeon who only dealt with cisgender men and only did surgeries for men who have boobs, which is called gynecomastia, right? And so I said, I have that. That's what I said. I have that.
Right.
And so he said, well, let's experiment. I've never done this before.
Right.
Second time. I'm like, well, okay. He's like, there's this new surgery from Belgium. I'm going to try it on you. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
I was like a total experiment.
So that you had
I had the surgery and it cut only underneath my areola. And that's why you don't see any scars because he made this amazing surgery.
Yeah.
And from that moment, and that was literally reborn.
Wow.
I was reborn, you guys. And through that, I started calling my parents and I started having a conversation. They were like, oh, that's the problem.
They get it, right?
And they got it. And my whole life changed.
Wow,
that's
an amazing. You were like the first one that everyone knew about because then you started. When did the porn start?
And about 10 years after my transition, I got into making porn, but it was sort of more by accident.
Oh, so you didn't start making porn till how old were you when you made your first porn?
So I'm 54 now. So
oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm 54.
Oh, okay, wow.
So I know I'm old. So really, I didn't start making porn until my 40s.
Wow.
But I used to lie about my age back in the day, and I said when I become 50, I'm going to out myself. And then when I was 50, and people were like, "What? We thought you were in your
30s." Yeah, I thought so too. I thought you were like 40.
Sobriety does
that's
that.
Yeah. You know, so then you made porn, and you chose. So it was the first trans porn, right?
The first trans male porn in the world.
Trans male porn in the world.
I created
and you
that
called
genre.
It man with
there's still not that much of it.
Hardly
there
any.
Isn't,
there really isn't,
hardly
right?
Any.
There's
trans
few,
women.
There's James Darling in San Francisco. There's a couple queer. There's Pink and White. They do some queer. They do some trans, but nothing like me. I'm still the guy who does it, produces it, but it's still been difficult.
Do you still produce?
Yeah, I still produce. I do a series called Sexing the Trans Man, which is more like
That's a
docu-porn.
It's docu-porn. It's sexy, though, because you're like, you find men. And
I went to the educational side of porn, and I decided to get mine. Well, what I wanted to do was reach a group of people that don't necessarily watch porn, because I have such a fan base of non-porn.
Yeah.
So I realized I need to reach those people in a way that they can also understand how important sex is. Sex is everything.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not just about, you get them in maybe through the trans, but you're like, I'm teaching you about sex.
And
it makes you more comfortable with yourself.
Transitioning. Yeah. Can you imagine transitioning with a vagina and now you think you're a man all the way, but you still have a vagina?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No.
And so as you know, I'm very, very okay with my vagina and myself.
Right.
And
right.
So I thought sex is the thing was the last part.
Do you only
part.
Have sex with women?
No. I'm totally
bisexual.
Okay, totally 100%. Bisexual.
You have sex with men,
everyone.
Man, women.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Do
and
you
how,
usually date men or women?
Mostly I date and have relationships with women.
Yeah.
Straight women?
I remember you had a
I had a wife for 11 years.
Wife,
I went through a horrible divorce.
Oh,
and it was just a nightmare.
Sorry.
Yeah, but
sorry.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Now I have
that's,
an awesome
I
lady
met her
friend.
A couple times.
But the women, and they identify as straight.
My new lady friend now is actually a lesbian.
Okay.
She's a very well-known lesbian. Her name is Guinevere Turner. She wrote American Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
She did the L Word. She wrote the L Word.
The movie?
Huge. The TV show.
Yeah, the TV show. She was like the
wow,
on
that's
the TV
like, she's
show.
Like the lesbian
she's
thing.
Like super, she did Go Fish. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Go, that's Guinevere.
I do. That was one of the first lesbian
movie.
Films.
Yes.
I totally remember that.
Oh. Yes.
And I remember her name. When you said that, I remember it on the screen.
She's a
I saw
big
the Castro.
Les.
I saw it at the Castro. I used to live in San Francisco.
That's pretty cool. cool.
Yeah, so what we were talking about earlier, even her identity as a lesbian isn't interfered by our relationship. Because I totally respect her as a lesbian. She is a lesbian. But we have our own type of relationship. And
there's
that's
no
really a big
law.
Message.
Like, there isn't. People are sexual. Like,
and people are
attracted
to people.
To women, you know.
Yes,
I like having sex with women. Yes. I've never really dated a woman. If one day I woke up and decided to do that, do I need a whole new label for myself? It doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
I hate all the labeling. Yeah, does it matter who you want to sleep with tonight, tomorrow,
with
someone else?
One of my cousins, she was dating a girl. She just happened to have like a really good chemistry with this girl. And then when her and that girl broke up, everyone, you know, was trying to get her to go to all these lesbian bars and meet new women and this and that. She's like, I'm not a lesbian. I just really liked that girl. And
right.
Now that
exactly.
that's over, I don't know. And if I meet another girl like that, I don't know. Like, I think people just have, everybody wants to put something
in
this little box.
It's true.
You don't know who you're going to be attracted to.
No, exactly.
You know? Like,
right. So a lot of the work that you're doing now, you're going around and speaking, and it's
all
most
over.
Everywhere,
yeah.
right? You're traveling
everywhere.
All over the world.
Everywhere,
and what are you mostly speaking about? Because if it's like accepted body positivity.
Well, I speak about learning how to love yourself, and that comes through sex. And
sex positivity and body acceptance.
Understanding your body. Yes, totally.
Being positive about your body and being positive. Body positivity. It's a whole new movement.
And also, I talk about what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a man?
Right.
It is a question I cannot answer, nor any. If any man ever answers that, it's the wrong answer.
It's true.
It's the
because
wrong answer.
Because it's for every person to make up for every man.
And I talk about really about how I learned to love my vagina.
How
as a
did
man.
You? Because I know women
sex.
who
yeah.
Right.
Sex.
So many women don't love their vaginas who didn't go through what you've been through.
Incredible. So I was on the Tyra Banks show long ago.
Right.
And she tricked me and I got on the stage and she says to me, oh, so you have a vagina acting like I don't. I'm like, yes. She goes, and you love your vagina? I said, yes, I love my vagina. And she made the most disgusting weird face and the whole audience was like, oh, and I look and I said,
and
this is my opening.
So what'd you do?
I went to her like this. Oh, wait, you don't love your vagina? And her face dropped because I busted her.
Right.
I busted her and she was like, nah, I don't love my vagina. And I was like, brilliant.
That's so awesome.
It was awesome because she's so smart. She realized how important what she just said. And then I became her most important guest, she said to
really?
Me. Yes, I became her.
She didn't freak out.
So
she didn't
think
she
of her
freaked
audience.
Out, but she realized what she was.
Smart.
She's a feminist.
She
feminist.
Is.
And she realized, oh my God, I don't like my vagina. A man loves his vagina, and I don't like my vagina.
Right.
How powerful is
exactly.
that?
Exactly. So how do you teach women that?
Right.
How do you do that? What do
so
you
what
say?
I
know
what,
I talk about on the show, but I want to hear.
For me, it's always about
process?
My process was sex. And that's why I really, really tell.
But tell me more than that.
So
really, a lot of women have sex and they don't love
the
vagina.
I hated my vagina. I hated it. Didn't want to have
before
it.
Before you transitioned or just
did you think of getting the surgery?
Always. I always wanted to have a penis.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even when I was a woman, when I had sex.
And what made you not?
So the surgery didn't exist.
Right.
It was not. It was there, but it was not in any way. I want a penis like a cisgender man.
Right.
I want a penis that I can pee.
Can you
fuck?
You can't get a penis.
No, they
right?
haven't. Yeah. I mean, you can get them, but they're
like
not.
Like, you can get rid of a penis.
But you can actually put a penis on, but it's not what
it's
you
not,
think it is.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't want to disrespect any trans men out there who have it.
Right.
It's their decision and their choice, but this is my story, and for me, it wasn't good
exactly.
enough. Yeah. I'm a perfectionist. I'm a perfectionist. It needs to be perfect. And then, so I started having sex.
But okay, like what kind of sex?
So I started having sex with partners secretly, not telling other people and being very, very like secret about it. And
do
then
you
I
like
started
penis
meeting
were you
men.
Having sex with men?
So then I started meeting men and I started having this desire to have sex with men where I never had that before.
Interesting.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gay. This is totally weird.
You're trying to wrap your head around it.
Totally weird. Right. And I started becoming like kind of homophobic to myself.
Oh my
I was like, I can't be gay. That's not
so
right.
Funny.
So weird.
You're
and
like,
then,
after all this?
So I started meeting men and then men were weird. I mean, this is 15 years ago.
Okay.
Men started getting weird with me and they're like, well, you don't really, because I'd be honest about it. I would disclose that I have a vagina and they'd be like, what?
Right.
And I'm like, no, I have a vagina. And we're going to like, and they're like, nope, not interested. Nope, not interested.
Right. These are gay men.
They
gay
not
men.
Be interested.
Not interested
like,
at all.
Well, they already like they're gay. They like just
they're focused on the penis,
I know.
Right?
But
like
right?
most men,
yeah. right? Exactly.
And then finally, I started meeting men who were okay. I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna try that. And then literally from that, guys just started getting into it, and I started having amazing sex. I'd never had sex with a man before I became a trans. Before I transitioned ever.
So
were the men you were having sex with then straight men?
Gay.
Gay. They were gay men who had never had their penis inside of a vagina.
Exactly. And guess what
That's
they kept
so
doing?
So fascinating.
They kept knocking on my door.
Dude,
after that.
I share because you're a man.
Yes.
But they're like, interesting. It's like something new.
And like, also,
the men like putting their penises in different places.
Vagina is made to have sex.
Yes, it's true.
So it's like
all the other men they're having sex with. There's only one hole.
Sex.
Dude, your phone must have been blowing up. Did you just have to like you had to go out?
And then I started escorting a little bit, and that got weird.
Yeah,
got weird and too weird for me. And I was like, you know what? This is too high maintenance for me. I'm not your babysitter.
Right.
Like, let's just have sex and move on. But it wasn't like that. And anyway, so that's how. Really, honestly, when I say sex, I'm telling you what I did is I released in my head, and this is really what women have to hear from me right now.
Yes, tell them.
What I released from my head, that my vagina is bad, that my vagina is dirty, that my vagina smells, that my vagina isn't worthy, and that my vagina isn't mine. Mm-hmm. These are the things that I really took away, and it's called brainwashing.
Yeah,
I was brainwashed. Okay, as a woman, I was brainwashed, and I was even brainwashed even more as a man with a vagina. So then I was like, you know what? I have suffered for 20-something years in this body. And look at how I've made my body, sculpted my body, made sure my body. And the only thing that's going to hold me back is my vagina?
Right.
That's what I said to myself. The only thing that's going to hold me back. I'm tired of being embarrassed about myself because my sex was secret. I never told anybody about it, and only the partners that I was having sex with. So then I thought, wow, I'm actually shaming my own self. I just really honestly got tired of worrying what the rest of the world thought of me.
Right.
And that is also a thing that women have to hear from me right now.
Exactly.
You cannot worry what other – the only way you're going to get anything is by taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's it.
True. No one else is
happy
to.
On the inside.
Sex comes from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're not having good sex, it's because you're not having good sex.
Get to know your body. Exactly. Figure out your body. Love your body. I always tell women, like, if you got to take a mirror to it, whatever, it's a beautiful thing.
You know, the most amazing thing is I have the most awesome sister. Okay. She's so amazing. And you know what? We have the most amazing sex conversations. And I've really helped my sister learn to love her body as a woman. And it is, she says, thank you so much. She just met this guy. My sister's in her 50s and she met an older man. And it's like, can you imagine how do you start having sex at an older age?
Yeah.
I said, conversation. So they immediately sat down with that guy. They got tested. They completely started having sex. And she said, I've been telling him how to sex. And he told me it's the best sex he's ever had.
That's so amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's so good.
So that's what women need to hear right now. Conversation, dialogue, take control of your vagina. It's yours.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You're responsible for your own orgasm.
You are.
Not that your partner didn't give you an orgasm.
No.
You are responsible for communicating it and learning it. And we can all learn.
Yes.
We can all learn what feels good to us.
Yes.
That is a fascinating story.
Yeah.
So, you're doing right now, you're speaking everywhere. People can find you. We've got your, it's buckangel.com.
All right.
Okay. Your story is fascinating.
My story is insane.
I love it. And I love it because you're a role model and a pioneer. Like there's no one else like you. And you are an angel. You're both angels. Will you help me answer some emails from the people?
Right.
I love my listeners. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. Thank you everybody for supporting my sponsors. Because you know, I would never ever talk about a product or a service that you did not need that I've not tried myself. And it helps keep the show free. And I love you all. So thanks. We'll be right back. I know there's more to life than looks. It's what's on the inside that matters. I've heard it. I get it. But I'm not going to lie. A good hair day can make everything better. It really does. But here's the thing. I loathe going to a salon for hours to do my hair color. It's just a waste of time. And I tried to do it myself with a home kit, and the results, they weren't pretty. Not only was my hair completely the wrong color, but my bathroom was covered in stinky hair dye that is still there. It's stained. Like every time I look at it, I think, oh, that was the bad hair dye problem. But that was all BMR, before Madison Reed. See, Madison Reed makes luxurious at-home hair color with ingredients you can actually feel good about. Their salon-quality product is the first 6 free permanent hair color, free of ammonia, parabens, resorcinol, PBD, phthalates, and gluten. But enough about what Madison Reed isn't. Let's talk about what it is. Professional quality color available in over 40 shades. If you're anything like me, you have no idea what color your hair actually needs to match. Do you know how many shades of brown there are out there? Like a million. Seriously. But Madison Reed has this super simple online quiz that will help you find the perfect match to your skin tone and hair texture. Their kits are nutrient-rich with keratin, argan oil, and ginseng root. The thick cream color is totally drip-free and smells great. Madison Reed delivers 100% gray coverage and the support of Madison Reed expert colorists who will guide you every step of the way. You can color with total confidence. Satisfaction guaranteed. Oh, and for a limited time, save 10% and get free shipping on your first color kit. Just visit madison-reed.com today and use promo code Emily. Okay, on to emails. Okay, you guys know how much I love hearing from you, and now there's a few different ways you can get your questions answered on the show. I'm so excited to announce that we are taking calls now in the studio.
I know.
Like in the next few weeks. It's going to be so exciting. So you just go to sexwithemily.com. And also you can just email us through there if you want. You just click on the Ask Emily tab. There's a drop down and fill out the submission form. But once you're filling it out, there is a question that says, would you like to have your question answered live on the podcast? So just check that box and we'll give you a call. We'll work it out. It'll be fun. I want to talk to you. We'll solve your issues real time. You can also leave me a voicemail now, 818-ASK-SWE1, 818-275-7931. So these are all the ways I love hearing from you. Okay, guys, on to emails. Hey, Emily, I'm a trans man in the early stages of transitioning. I've tried masturbating in the past, but could never make it work because penetration, even with one finger, was a bit of a stretch. I realize now that could probably be solved by lube, and anything else I tried to do felt awkward. I could feel myself moving around on there, but it was eliciting zero pleasure. Recently, I've been wanting to retry it. Do you have any tips on how to make it feel good, toys, methods, etc.? Thanks so much for your feedback, Liam. So obviously I thought that, like, Buck, you're sweet. Here, you can help. I know.
I love
where
it.
I know, right? Like, where it's...
I don't know why it makes me feel like crying.
Because you're probably an emotional...
It like, is,
you
because
didn't know.
I
you
remember
no one to
that.
Email. What was it? Yeah, you didn't
it
know.
Was horrible because nobody taught me about my anatomy.
No, I want to cry.
I know. And, like, even women don't know their own anatomy. Can you imagine a trans man? It's like, what is this?
Right, and so you're taking... Because it changed. You're
yes.
taking hormones. So then
yes.
what did it...
So what happens when you take testosterone,
tell me, because then
grow.
We can understand what Liam's going through.
Yeah.
So tell me what happens.
So what happens when you take testosterone, your genitals, specifically your clitoris, grows. Mine's grown to the size of my thumb. So basically you get a small penis.
Right.
And it actually does get erect. So basically what I like to tell trans men is experiment by touching. Now, there's a lot of guys who are not comfortable to touch it because first off, they don't really want to think of it as a vagina.
Right.
It feels like a vagina to
them.
It reminds them of femininity.
Right.
So one of the reasons why I chose to have this thing
that's what this is brilliant. Wait,
so what I did is I realized toys were a big part of me learning how to love my body and
okay.
learning. So toys are, I love toys. Toys are everything.
Was it like what toy?
So I used to, so there was no toy for me. They didn't invent, there was no trans male sex toys at all.
Okay.
Because what we used was vibrators. Everything on the market that you see now is made for cisgender people.
It's true.
Every single one.
Gay men.
Here's the question.
Gay men are cisgendered.
When you were starting to, so when you, your clitoris grew to a thumb.
Yeah.
But was it, did it not feel good then when you touched it, or you just didn't?
Oh, no, I felt good, and I would jack it off like, you know, like a little teeny mini penis. And also, blowjobs are my favorite thing in the whole world. So, you know, I totally get blowjobs. And actually, I love getting penetrated. Penetration is a big deal for me, but not a lot of trans men feel like being penetrated because it feels very female to them.
Right.
So I don't feel
just
it doesn't.
Get out of your head. It's pleasure.
Yes. So that's the thing, it's getting out of your head. So I encourage masturbation on such a level, but a lot of guys don't want to touch their genitals. So what I used to do is I used to get different kinds of toys, like ones that had like, let's say there's this one called the bro sleeve, and there's other one that's made for
like a fleshlight
exactly for cisgender men's penises, and it's a jack-off sleeve,
right?
So they're called strokers.
Right.
So I would take strokers.
Tanga makes
little
eggs.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Tanga egg. That,
right.
We would all use those products, but they weren't made for our bodies.
So you felt inadequate.
Inadequate because we don't even have our own toy.
It's not big enough.
But did did your orgasm feel
same? That's a great question, actually.
I'm so
curious. What prior to my transition, I used to have 5-6 orgasms. After transition, I know this sounds
from your
really,
clitoris or
from my clit, and also intern.
Yes, had that too.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But not as intense as it is now.
Okay.
So after transition and taking hormones, now I'm horny all the time. I'm like totally like a 16-year-old boy. Really,
right.
I am. I can have sex at any drop.
I love this.
It's crazy. So that said, you know, all of a sudden I would just have one intense orgasm. I thought, this is exactly what happens with cis men. They have to recuperate.
Right.
And I can come back, but it's like so more intense than I can ever even
so
tell
your
you.
Your refractory period is a lot longer. You're not having multiples.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And then from that, I realized, oh my God, like this is the most amazing thing. Can I penetrate myself? And I started practicing with all different kinds of vibration. I love vibration and penetration at the same time. But again, nothing made for me.
Right.
Nothing made for the guys who would write me because I'm the sex voice of the trans man world. Right. Like, dude, how do I jack off? What do I do?
So I'm you get asked this question a lot. That's why I'm like, I'm so glad you're here. Okay.
So then I was like, why is there no toy made for us? Why is there no trans male sex toy in the world on the market?
This is so smart.
So I would go to I would go to all the toy companies. Name any toy company. I went there.
Okay.
And every single one of them said no. Doesn't exist. They said to me. They said to me that market doesn't exist, which is exactly the same thing they said to me when I made movies. You know, when I made movies, not anybody would touch me.
You can't listen to anyone, right? You knew, because you
knew. I knew.
Yeah. I know. So, okay, your toy.
Everyone is waiting for something that hasn't been.
I know. It's so
ridiculous. I love that your toy is called the Buck Off.
Right on.
Okay, the Buck Off. And it is. So tell me about this. It looks like a butt plug.
So it looks like a butt plug. So basically
your
penis
fits in
silicone.
Your clitoris.
I kept thinking it was something up here.
Yeah, that's because it looks like that.
It's a little larger.
So basically it's a
mini fleshlight.
It's a mini fleshlight. So what I did is I made it so that, so look, it wasn't easy to make because really I had to really work on this. So basically what it does is, see how it has suction? It has a little suction, not too much, but so you stick it against your vagina and it sucks you inside of it. We put these amazing ridges in it so it feels like a tongue and it feels like you're getting a, you can put lube in it, which gives it a more of a suction. And then, so the reason I actually designed it with Steve Callow, the owner of the company.
So they could feel like,
A penis. When you're jacking
now
off.
Now it makes sense to me.
When you're, and it's made from silicone, which is an amazing product.
Oh my God, this
product.
Feels so good.
Yeah. So I wanted it to feel soft. I didn't want, and if you look, you can feel, if you put your finger in it, you can actually feel your genitals in there. So it gives guys an opportunity to feel their own genitals without actually physically touching their own genitals.
Huh. You are a genius.
This
and
is so,
so it gives
sad.
You this
so
idea.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. I feel we sold out. Like
really?
And that's not I'm not saying that as a business guy. I'm saying that as a guy
amazing.
Who's an educator.
There's a need.
There was clearly a need for this.
I want one.
Okay, that's yours. I would love for you to try. And also, so cis women are coming to me. Can I use it?
Of course you can.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can I use it? What would I do? Because I have very strong clitoral orgasms.
Yes. Just play with it.
I have very strong clitoral orgasms, stronger than my internal.
Try it. Try
it. What do you do?
So you just stick it against your genitals.
But it's just a suction, right?
And
it gets,
and you can do anything you want with it. There's no one way to use it.
I like it. Oh my God, congratulations. Where can people get it, the Buck Off?
So my website, buckangel.com or perfectfitbrand.com.
Oh my God, that's congrats. Yeah. Okay, so it's Liam's so question. Let's go back to Liam because I didn't even know about this whole craziness.
Yes. This will help Liam in a hunt. I mean, but one thing I want to tell you about this product real quick.
Okay.
My community has no money. It's a very poor community because, you know, let's just talk about jobs, blah, blah, blah. One of the main things for me that's very important is accessibility. And as we know, sex toys are very expensive.
They can be very expensive.
So really, I had to work with this company and they were very gracious and they understood to me. It wasn't about me making money. It was about me making a product that gave us validation. Now this is in every store across the world.
Oh
the whole world took it.
That's amazing.
So I want to let you know that we made this for $29.95 retail, which for a sex toy, as you know, is that's why the community was able to get it.
Yeah.
That's why the community now will be much more sexually active.
Right.
And sex creates happiness.
It does.
It does. It says, love your body, love yourself. That's so good. And I know what your other... what's your other your quote that you're most known for?
My most known for.
It doesn't matter what's between your legs.
It's not what's between your legs that defines you.
Yeah,
it's true.
So true. That's what you've been all about. I love it.
So Liam.
So let's go back to Liam because he's newly transitioning.
Yes.
And Liam says that he's tried, but penetration even with one finger was a stretch.
Right.
And anything feels awkward, and he had zero pleasure.
Yes.
So could a lot of that be in his head?
Totally in his head.
So let's 100%. Talk about how to ease
But also he could be dry, which happens with a lot of trans men. And so even putting a little teeny bit of lube on your finger and just rubbing. So this is what I want to tell Liam. Liam, my friend, just take a little bit of lube. Take a little bit of time. I love to watch porn. I love to watch porn and jack off too. I think it's maybe you need a little mental stimulation along with the physical.
Get out of your head.
Get out of your head. Mm-hmm. Find the things that turn you on, whatever that is. You know, I love leather and cigars. I love to watch guys smoking cigars. That turns me on. Mm-hmm. And
that's
just
amazing.
Put a little lube, rub yourself down there and just rub it. Yeah. You don't have to have an orgasm.
Right.
Start from that. Start slow.
Right.
You know,
without
just
an end goal.
Without
just getting
an end
to know
goal.
Your body.
Right
again.
On, my friend.
Yeah.
Just start touching yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, Liam. Great. I think that's great advice. I mean, I couldn't even
say
it. I'm so glad you're here.
Just touch yourself.
Touch yourself, Liam. Keep us posted and just keep going. It's like, you know, with everything, we all started out there. Like, you start out with your body, you take some time. Can't have the end goal. Figure it out. Okay. Hi, Emily. Here's my predicament. I'm currently dating an amazing man who treats me like a queen. Our relationship is built on trust and communication and respect and all those things that are keys to happiness. It's just that when it comes to having sex, I'm disappointed most of the time. I changed my contraceptive method as I thought that was the reason for losing my libido. I don't understand why sex has become such a platonic subject in my life when I was a bunny rabbit with ex-boyfriend. I've tried different positions, role-playing, bondage, etc. My issue is whether I should stay in this relationship when the sex isn't satisfactory. We've got people shaking their heads across the table. But all the other elements to an amazing relationship is there. I've spoken about this to him, but can't point blank say I'm not attracted to him and feel absolutely no connection when getting it on. I can't say that. At this point, I would rather be alone and never be aroused again than make it someone else's problem and break their heart. Now, Nadine, 21, South Africa. See, that's why I always have you guys
control
your age.
With your libido?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. That's the other talk about crusading and being on a mission. Like, I'm angry that people, not you, apparently. You've been on birth control for 20 years.
No, but I go through phases sometimes.
Right. All women, the doctors do not tell you. Maybe they do more so now that it could make you depressed.
I do find that different birth controls can affect it.
So many things can affect it.
What is the right birth control?
You got to find, here's the thing, is that it's different for every woman. So you might need, like, you experiment. There's so many different kinds. So if whatever you're taking doesn't work for you, you can go for, like, a lower, you know, a higher estrogen, low estrogen, progesterone. You play with it because so you just go to your doctor. But girls, young women too, like in college when I got like depressed and got bloated and all that stuff happened my freshman year when I went on the pill, like I didn't know that was why. Like the doctor was just like, this is what you take. So anyway, but back to Nadine, you're 21 years old. See, it's important. So you're 21. It's different than if you...
Totally.
And it's a new relationship. In the past, you've had great sex. And at 21, I just think this is when the sex is and the relationships are supposed to be great. And you've been with this guy for I don't know how long. You said dating the guy.
Yeah.
If it's not great at the beginning and you're already struggling to get turned on with the sex, I just say, you know, maybe he's just going
to
be a friend.
It sounds like it's
time
not
to
meant
cut
to
it.
Be.
Right.
Yeah, he's a friend.
A lover. He's a friend.
He's a friend.
Yeah, you already said, like, you know, at this point, I'd rather be alone and never
aroused.
And it's
like, I feel like she's only 21.
Yeah.
It's like,
I know.
It's like all the things she's saying, I would understand if, like, they had kids, if they owned a house together.
No attachments.
Something like that. Right. Then maybe it's worth exploring a few more things before you call it.
But even, why not even try to explore right now as 21 with her lover? And try, why not bringing in somebody else or experimenting with having other lovers or experimenting with going to parties? Or because maybe he's feeling the same way.
You have to... But they need to have good sex with each other, I think.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But also, it's a hard... I mean, for me, 21, move on.
Okay, but Nadine, here's the thing. Nadine, also I want to say is if you really do like this guy, this would be a great time for you to practice, even if you don't think it's going to work. But you, I mean, I'm assuming, you have had orgasms, you have had great sex, and you're like, I don't know what to say to him. Why don't you just, like...
Maybe she needs to masturbate more often.
Say, let's play mutual masturbation. Say, I think it'd be really hot to watch you jack off and I'm going to masturbate. He could see how you touch yourself and you could take control of it and be like, babe, you turn me on or I love kissing you. Communicate. Yeah. This is what I like. Let me show you how I want to move because let me read you her last sentence. She said, again, at this point, I would rather be alone and never aroused again than make it someone else's problem. Listen, Nadine, you're responsible for your own pleasure, your own sex life. It's not any of their problems. It's yours. So if you want to have great sex, it's always going to come down to communicating about what you
always
want. So you could try it again with him. I'm not sure if you've really tried. You said you've tried role play and bondage, but it really might be about showing him what you need.
Yes.
Like truly, like telling him how you want to be touched. And if you don't know, that's why I always say mutual masturbation is a good place to start.
She also might need to dig a little bit, and I think it's really common for young women, and I had to train myself to get out of that, where I used to, when I was younger, I could not ever be attracted to someone who was nice. You know, I had that problem where I was like, I want the asshole.
Oh, wow.
I want the guy that doesn't like me back.
Yeah.
I want the person that is unavailable and this and that. A lot of women, I think,
have
that problem. I mean, a lot of men have that problem too. They meet a really nice girl and they're like, no, I want the girl that ignored me all night.
Right.
I want the girl that doesn't call me back. Or it's a common problem, and she might have, she might have some of that. It's like the second like someone treats her nicely,
yes,
she's like, this isn't sexy, you know? And right, like, I actually did go to therapy for a while because I dated asshole after asshole after asshole. And I was like, I'm emotionally like drained.
No, really.
Like, I can't do this anymore.
Good for
like,
you.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm sick of it. You know, I want to.
You took control.
Be happy. I did. And yes, I acknowledge that it was a problem. And that might be a little more than she feels like delving into right now. But like I did have to change where it's like, okay, if a guy is like really likes me and treats me well, I should find that sexy.
It
I should
sexy
be like, oh, you must be desperate. You know, like, which was what we
that's
heard.
Horrible.
A lot of women have that.
But
that's
okay,
horrible.
So I love what you, I love that you.
I know that's a greater issue, but a lot of it does come from
self-esteem.
I want
to hear more about this. Is that so many women and men, we tend to get into fall into patterns, the same dating patterns.
And you have to acknowledge it's a bad pattern. If it happens once, okay, whatever. Yes. But when you notice you spent 10 years
dating the same
dating
kind of guy,
shitty people,
so how did you learn
that? The problem's
that?
Probably you. Yeah, you know?
What's the common denominator here? Right. So you just learned like to fight, like you kind of changed your association. So you beat a guy, you're like, okay, he's being nice to me. I'm not going to run. I actually, and you kind of could turn that
I
into
had
sexy.
To be like I want to get to know this person. You have to learn too. I remember
push
learning in therapy that like, oh, I want him, but I can't have him. Where is he? Like, oh, why that feeling is not love.
Right.
That feeling is not healthy. Like love is supposed
like
to be someone. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I used to think if I didn't get that almost like addiction.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it is misleading because sometimes that weird addiction can lead to good sex, you
right
know, because then when you finally like get them, you're like, yes.
What
but
is
that's
Drew say?
Not
you want butterflies, not fireworks or something? Yeah.
And
you want butterflies, not like fireworks.
She's
earthquake.
Like, you know, love is supposed to make you happy, you know, and it's supposed to, when you say the word comfortable doesn't mean boring and repetitive.
Right.
Comfortable can mean wonderful, you know, like,
right.
I don't know. I had to
I
retrain.
Love that. That's a great message too, I think,
so
for
that
a lot
might,
of people listening that you can change
like
that.
A greater problem. I mean, she also just might not be into this person and she's
that's
not
what
into
I think.
Them,
I don't think she's into him.
You know,
at all.
But like
but she
but
seems like she doesn't want to hurt
thing.
His feelings.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is she's overly she's like,
but that's also it seems a lot of women
but,
tend to be that
way.
Maybe she can retrain her brain a little bit to get aroused when someone's you
really
know,
not, yeah.
serving you.
It could be that. Yeah, it could be that as well. I think
happy,
it gave her some
you know?
Good information. It's very helpful.
It.
No, it is. There's because it's hard to know. There's it's complicated, especially when you're just learning to love and to date and be in relationships. Okay, another email ready.
Yeah.
Hey, Emily, before my marriage, I was blessed with overflowing mojo, super confident, sexually confident, you name it. Sex was very important in my life, and I paid for college from bouncing and bartending at strip clubs and have been known to spin a pole myself for lady customers. Then I got married, and I was 100% faithful and committed. We were married for 8 years. Long story short, my ex-wife cheated on me, and we recently divorced. And now I have zero self-confidence, much less sexual confidence. I feel so betrayed. It's a man. I can't even look at... I know the pole thing is confusing.
Yeah, yeah,
but he worked it as
okay,
a bouncer.
He works as a, okay.
I can't even look at anyone of the opposite sex with any kind of trust or any confidence to have any kind of mojo to pick myself up and get back in the game. I need help bad.
Aww.
Any words of advice or encouragement are appreciated. New listener, Ray, age 41.
Oh, so my sad. Friend.
Yeah.
I know.
And I understand that.
Yeah,
I have
older.
Been cheated on. And
it's the worst.
It rips.
It's the worst.
It is
it's,
really terrible.
You see everything through that lens for a while.
Actually, that's my biggest problem is cheating. Like, that's the thing that I will not stand for of anything. Anything. Cheating
I'm
is
not
disgusting
okay with
and
mine,
horrible.
At all.
Nope,
it
me neither.
Really ruins a person.
Yes.
And it is hard to... So he's... It's not alone.
And it's cowardly.
And
it's like it's easy.
It
it's
is
hard
cowardly.
Yeah. You
and
can
I,
work, you can end your relationship
and then
go.
I'm someone in the adult industry and I've had partners now in the adult industry.
Yes. It's,
there's a, and, okay. But when someone
it's a
crosses
trust
that
thing.
Line.
So Ray's trust.
Yeah. Ray, we're with you. Your trust was shattered.
Really? He
yeah.
needs to go to therapy, number
yeah,
one. That's what
ASAP,
I think.
You will not
ASAP
deal with this
therapy.
On your own.
Number two, I think that you really need to get yourself out there back into some kind of sexual environment. Doesn't have to be dating.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Let's
need
to
have
sex.
You need to give.
Even if you need to have a sex worker, a professional sex. Oh, no, I'm very much into that. It's
okay,
great.
Okay, no, but I would,
yeah. So if you need even to pay a little bit of money, which is a nice thing to do because you get what you pay for.
That's true.
And then you can have a really nice woman come over and play with you and make you feel special. That's
true.
What you need to feel special, my friend.
You do.
Yeah.
I remember I was in a shitty relationship for a while and, you know, and he cheated and he did all, he was like mentally, verbally abusive for a long time.
Ugh.
And then as soon as that was over and I wanted to be alone for a while, but as soon as I was like ready, I was like, I just want to have sexy right song. On. The last right. like few years of my relationship, we didn't have sex. I was just so beaten down and angry and upset and not horny. And the first person I had sex with, I felt so good.
Yeah.
I was like, I gave someone an orgasm. Someone gave me an orgasm. Right. Like, I'm happy.
That's
like,
awesome.
We didn't have sex and then fight about it for 3 hours. We didn't like, you know, it was just fun. And it really, really did begin to like restore my confidence and just, and also it's also like important. I don't know if he's still associating, like don't talk to anyone you met through her, like just you need a new circle.
Right. That it sounds like it's fairly new. So I would also say, right, get into therapy ASAP. Yes. I don't ever want to hear from anybody like I don't have insurance, blah, blah, blah. Nope. Your mental health is the most important thing that you could deal with right now. You can take care of your physical health is important, but your mental health, you could go to a free thing. You could get a sliding scale. Believe me, I don't believe anyone who can't then give up other things. Don't pay for cable this month. Like, okay. So do that, right. Get into some therapy. Not because like you're sick and wrong. We're telling you that trust is something very hard and the self-confidence thing. That's one thing. The other thing is take the pressure off yourself. This just happened. So it's going to make sense that you're not having self-confidence and you're feeling like, you know, you don't have your mojo, but I promise you it will come back.
Yes.
Life is, it's a cycle of life. And not only will it come back, I can promise you when you get to the other side of it, it's going to be even stronger than ever.
Yeah.
I'm
it will
certain.
Be. Yeah.
But right
That's
now,
what happens.
Yeah, you could start like, you know, even if you want to like eventually start, you know, for now, start dating, making new, building your community. I would say it's about like maybe even take women off the table and maybe just friends, community, get people around you. And like, you don't have to be dating now.
Yeah.
And then when you're, you'll know when you're ready.
If they were married and stuff, like don't talk to her family. Yeah. Don't talk to her. That is one of the hardest parts. Yes. And I lost a lot of friends after my relationship, you know, ended. And I was like, even though there were people I really liked, I just had to change my social circle, change my, you know, I just removed myself from anyone that, you know, you got to really start life over.
You have
it's
to take
hard.
Care of your own
it's
self.
It's like recovering from a drug problem.
It really is. It's like a death.
It really is.
You ever
it
gone
is.
Through a death? So,
it's,
so Ray, just
it's
be
difficult.
Be kind
you
to yourself.
Can do
you want
it.
Some, yeah, yeah, Ray, you can
you
totally do this.
You deserve to have fun and just know that other person fucked up, not you.
Yeah.
You that other person.
Exactly.
That other person is damaged in a way that will probably never get repaired, and you can repair yourself. Yes.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know?
You right will on. Repair. You're already, yeah. I mean, the fact that you're even be able to email and you articulately explain this is like the first step. Uh-huh. So I think that's great and that you emailed. I appreciate it, and I'd love to hear how you're doing. So stay in touch, get some therapy, surround yourself with like just the good people in your life that love you. And that mojo is going to come back one day. I'll be like, oh, here it is. Yeah. So just
masturbate.
Let it go. It's okay not
masturbate.
To have it for a while. I just took months
masturbate.
Off. From it. I just broke up. Masturbate.
Yes, masturbate.
It's the best.
Exactly. Makes you feel good.
It totally
it
does.
Really does.
Dude, it does. It's like
the
gym. Like
you probably,
when you forget
you probably
to go
like
for a while.
Spent a long time like waiting to get this feeling from this other person who wasn't giving it to them. So just give it to yourself.
Yeah, give it to yourself.
Fucking totally. Jerk off all over. You live alone.
It.
Jerk off in the living room.
We're
jerk off in the shower.
I do that all day.
Jerk off in the sink, you know? You're home alone.
Exactly. Let's look at that.
Jerk off all over her face. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Where is Ray going to go now? Who knows? Okay, guys, thank you so much. This is a great show. It's so good time for
I love you,
Buck. Oh, all right, I love you too.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was a lot
this
of fun.
This was a friggin' party at the Sex
it
Family
it
HQ.
It totally was.
It's
we
like
should
a
do this again.
Yeah, we should do
we will.
This again.
Seriously, you guys, come by anytime.
Right on.
Thank you. So, Buck, everyone can find you buckangel.com.
Yep.
Is there anywhere that you're traveling in November? People can find you November, December.
What are you doing for Halloween?
I'm speaking at Cal State Northridge on the 16th for Transgender Awareness Week. And then the next morning I fly to New York City for the New York and world premiere of The Trans List for HBO. I'm in that, which
are
is
you
really,
in that?
Yeah, which is amazing because I am.
Is it a drama?
It's a, you know, did you guys ever see The List? You know The List, The Outlist, the Latino List? It's on HBO. It's amazing.
Okay.
You should watch them. They're like series
of them.
And so they're like a documentary of different people that they interview. And so literally the director fought to get me in this because, you know, my voice is sex. And so it's all like Caitlyn Jenner's in it, Laverne Cox, Janet Mock, and other trans people. But
have you met
my
Caitlyn
voice
Jenner?
Is sex. Yeah.
What's that? How'd that go down?
Are you friends with Laura Jean? Do you guys, the singer of Against Me?
Oh, yeah, I love her. Laura Jane?
Yeah.
Me and her are like best friends.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
No, she's super awesome. Laura Jane is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway,
Caitlin
is.
Feel like we
let me
bring
tell you about Caitlin.
Go.
I want to tell you about
Caitlin. People are going
to
want to know why I didn't ask that.
So Caitlin is a good person, you guys. And so I am so tired of my community saying mean things about her.
Do they? I thought they were all
Oh no, they hate her.
No.
Because they do the same thing that they do with me. It's because like she has a voice and she speaks.
Just
because
she's
she
rich.
Doesn't speak for the transgender.
Sometimes
exactly.
People hate on people
it's
just
jealousy.
Because they have money. It's like,
jealous.
Dude,
she has a
she
voice.
Won the Olympics.
Yes.
She can be rich.
She's amazing. And
that's
you know what?
Fine.
She didn't have to be a voice for the community. She right. could have had
that's
her
true.
Change and gone away.
Right.
It's true.
But no, she took the time and energy to speak for us in a way that is representation of herself as a trans. Mm-hmm. She doesn't speak for me. She's just saying awareness of the trans community can mean anything.
I think what she did a very
it's amazing.
Big thing. And she made it. She, I mean, because she's so famous.
Yes.
Right.
She's just making this less of a taboo.
She totally
right? means
is.
Like 10 years from now,
she
this
totally
is going to be
is.
Really
I'm very grateful
normal,
for her.
Right.
Know?
Good.
I'm
so
very
glad to
grateful
hear that. Yeah.
for her and her voice. And she's making change. And she hits a demographic that I can't
no,
speak
right?
to.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
many other people can't speak
and
to.
And now there's a lot of young kids
someone
who are coming out.
Shame on my community.
Olympics,
shame
yeah.
on my community for saying anything bad about her. Shame
yeah.
on them. So that's that, you know. So anyway, we're in the I'm in the trans list with that. And that's going to really be a big deal for me because I get to talk about sex in an environment that we don't talk about sex. And so my sex,
that's
you know,
amazing.
The trans world doesn't talk about sex at all. No,
no?
It's horrifying.
They
yes.
don't ever talk about sex.
Nope. They don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it.
Talk about gender.
They want to homogenize themselves. Yeah. Yeah. They want to just
talk
say,
about
we're
gender
people.
And identity.
Yeah. I'm a robot. Yeah. I don't have sex. Like, you better have sex
yeah,
because that's part of being
sex.
A human being.
They
yeah.
really don't. Okay. I'm glad.
And then from
there,
I'd fly to Paris to do a show in Paris. And then from Paris, I fly to Montpellier.
What kind of show?
Dancing show.
People
so I still do live
you
sex
dance?
Shows. Yeah.
Really?
You never see my live sex shows?
No.
Are, they
no.
the best?
Are they here in LA ever?
In LA. Do you think they're going to let
right.
me do a live sex show?
You can't even be topless
damn,
in
right.
LA.
The last,
in Amsterdam.
The last live sex show I did was at Folsom because they put me in a special tent that was off site.
Oh, I've
Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco?
Yeah. But I do live sex shows all over Europe because they understand
it. Who are you
it.
Doing? You're doing it with another...
with a group of people that bring me in. Like, just mostly gay men.
Right.
So I go up to gay men and I do, like, basically what I do is a strip tease, right? Right? I do a strip dancing show with my big cock inside my pants, but they don't know that it's actually really not a real
right.
cock.
They
unless
don't
they know,
know
who I am.
Right.
But it's
right.
the best.
So
then I
know.
Strip all the way down
the
to
reveal.
My... And I take off my underwear and I hold my cock between my legs. I'm totally
fake,
good at it.
Stuff.
So they just think it's, like, real. And then I just get to this one point
and
of the song
and
I rip it off. It's so great.
It's so
and hard. Then they're like, what? And then I fuck myself with it. And so
oh, it's like a dildo? That
yes,
have you
yes.
ever done like a bachelor or bachelorette party?
No, but I should totally. We should do that together.
Oh my
we
god.
We should do that together. That would
I
be
just
great.
Want, yeah. That's
anyway, so I.
And
know,
they're
just,
cool and they're cheering.
Oh my god,
and
they
supportive.
Love it. They eat it up.
There's nothing else like that.
They eat it up. They love it.
That
because what
so
I've
fun.
Done is just brought awareness to something like, you know, it's all about, it's all an illusion. Everything. Yeah. Us, we're an
yes.
illusion.
Yeah.
You create your own self.
It's
and
true.
So I created this illusion on a stage where people are like expecting something and they get, people love that.
I
people
love it.
Love
like, oh my
that.
God, yeah.
They live for that kind of stuff.
That is amazing.
And then I go to a film festival and show my film and speak to a, you know, a bunch of people in
that's so
south
amazing.
Of France.
Okay, so,
so
it's
many,
all your
so
dates are on your website.
Yeah.
And Joanna Angel, burningangel.com at Joanna Angel across the board. And anything coming up for you November?
Actually, I really have like nothing in
November. You're going to come back here.
I was
and do
like
the show.
Very busy in all of October.
Yeah,
okay.
you were.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you guys. This was great. This was a blast. It was like a party.
Yeah, this was really
this
fun.
This one, it's like never, it's
yeah,
not
we
work.
Could,
I
we
mean,
could keep
never.
This going for another 4 hours.
I know.
We'll
do another show.
We'll
keep
do
it
another
here.
Show.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank
it was
you.
A great show. I appreciate it. And thank you to my amazing team. Thank you, Madison. And thank you, Jamie and Lori and Ken and Eddie. God, I got such a good team. And thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Let's talk about the orgasm gap. You don't know what the orgasm gap is? Okay, so a little refresher. Men take anywhere between 6 to 8 minutes to orgasm during intercourse. Women, between 20 and 40 minutes. You see the issue here? There's like a gap. Even if you don't have an issue with premature ejaculation, the fact remains women take longer to achieve orgasm than men do. A lot longer. But you can take action. You can. For starters, more foreplay. Foreplay is not just a suggestion. It's actually mandatory. And to help you narrow the orgasm gap during intercourse even more, try Promescent. See, Promescent is a clinically proven FDA-approved product that can significantly delay ejaculation. So, why is that a good thing? Because if you're able to last longer, you'll have less anxiety about performing. You can focus on being in the moment with your partner, enjoying sex instead of stressing about it. And your partner gets a benefit of a longer, more intense experience. Doesn't that sound much better? Does that sound more fun? No more gaps? A lot more sex, a lot more orgasms. God, this sounds good. Promescent is a topical spray that gets applied to the penis to improve a man's stamina. Unlike common delay sprays that make you numb, Promescent is quickly absorbed, allowing you to enjoy the sensations of sex. When used properly, it won't transfer to your partner, which, trust me, nobody likes. What other product can help you last longer, have better sex, reduce performance anxiety, and improve your relationship? Exactly, none. And it's easier to buy Promescent than ever before because now it's available at your local Rite Aid and Target too. That's right, you can run out, get some today. Of course, you can also click on the Promescent banner on my site or visit promescent.com today.